This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. The new year is counting down, 2023. We're kicking it out the back door and we're ushering in 2024 in the front door. And in Connecticut, we have this little event that's been going on in our capital city, First Night. So we're going to talk about what's going on there today, tonight. Couple fireworks shows, lots of events. We're going to get into some of the details on how you can get into some of the stuff. And joining me today to talk about all that is event director Jeff Devereaux. Jeff, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me on. We can't wait for tonight.
So, you know, we've had plenty of rain, but the weather looks good for tonight. So we'll get right off the bat, because I think this is one of the things people get into a lot when I've been talking about First Night. It's not like you buy a ticket and you come down to watch fireworks. There's buttons, there's other things. Like, give us, if someone wants to come out this afternoon and tonight, like, how do we go about this?
Totally great, and thanks for bringing that up. We really appreciate it. I think the last couple of years has kind of gotten folks out of the habit of understanding how First Night works, as we've had to do lots of stuff sort of outside and sort of openly, fully accessible to everybody. But the tradition of First Night is that we work with over a dozen venues each year to provide programming for kids, family, and all ages, you know, from music to craft activities to improv to comedy and all sorts of things. And your all-inclusive pass in is you get your First Night button. It's a very reasonable cost. It's $12 for adults and $3 for kids. And that gets you into every venue. It gives you, you know, it's full access to everything. Many things are also free. So we have a main stage ahead of each fireworks show with some live music and entertainment. We have the 6 and midnight fireworks, of course. And, you know, that's, you can watch that if you're lucky enough from your home or from an office space or from anywhere in the park or even many places in and around downtown and the surrounding neighborhoods to watch the fireworks. But your button gets you in to see live music, gets you in to watch the comedy, it gets you in to watch, participate in craft activities and things of that nature. This year we'll also have a beer garden on site, and so your button will get you into the beer garden.
So now these events, I mean, you can shout out some local venues and restaurants. Like, where are these, if someone's coming in tonight, they're going to do what? Go online, buy this button? Like, where are these events and venues held in downtown?
Right. Yeah, we have a ton of locations this year. Our headquarters for the day is actually Union Station, the Great Hall there. We'll have some craft activities going on there and a DJ in the later ages, or later hours of the night. Our main stage is on Trinity Street, which is the street that bisects Bushnell Park, where the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Arches. That's where our main stage is, and that's right next to the Carousel, which is a longstanding tradition venue. We also have some extended hours with the folks at Winterfest. So the ice skating is, of course, remains free, but they'll be opening a little later until 9 o'clock that night for us. We're working with some more traditional venues, including Center Church and Christ Church Cathedral. But we have some new fun additions this year, some bars and restaurants that have opened up or expanded, including Sunbury Restaurant. We've got some live karaoke going on. One Bar and Kitchen, which is a new venue on Union Place across from the train station. They're going to have live music from 7 to almost 11 o'clock ahead of the midnight fireworks, which we're really excited about. Peach Comedy Theater is going to have 5 improv shows throughout the day. Craft activities at the old State House. We'll have our People's Parade of marching giant puppets and a brass band leading from Main and Gold Street to the main stage on Trinity Street for sort of fun for all the kids and families to march in and make a big roar as we head into the 6 o'clock fireworks. So yeah, that's a little taste of what the day has to offer. There's a special movie showing at the Wadsworth, and I'm sure I'm missing tons of other great things.
Well, there's so many things going on.
I think there's 13 venues participating this year. It's a ton of stuff. It's fun for everybody, fun for all ages. Two to midnight.
And it is cool that you guys do those fireworks for the earlier kids. Like, if families want to come out and they want to, if it's their first time coming to Hartford, or, you know, they have young ones or they got to work the next morning, it's nice that you guys offer that day long, but then here's an early firework show because we understand people still have to do life the next day. So that's pretty cool that you guys offer that still.
Yeah, we can blame it on the kids, but we know that there's a lot of folks who are very happy to be getting the fireworks done early and get home and get a good night's sleep and take advantage of their day off the next day. But for those who want to keep the tradition alive and really ring in the new year, we also got the midnight fireworks too. So always big crowds for both shows, but we're happy to continue that tradition going. This is our 35th year of First Night Hartford, so we're real excited for this one. It's been a long time, and our hope is that it keeps going for many decades more.
And that's the thing, like you say, 35 years now, you know, take COVID and throw that out with 2023, but I'm assuming going into this, like the venues and restaurants and locations, they're ready to get back to normal. I'm assuming that's what you're hearing from them?
Yeah, I mean, that's totally true. And in downtown Hartford, we're working with some folks who've been around for an awful long time, and then a whole bunch of folks who are really just getting going and getting started. And there's some new life downtown in Hartford, new life all around the city. And we're just hoping to help support that energy and continue that momentum.
Yeah, because it's funny. So when you mentioned the whole one bar, that's interesting because actually it's one of my coworkers here who's helped opening that. And we had him on with our morning show, Brian and Company, talk about the opening of the restaurant. And when we had him and just the whole, you know, Hartford coming back, you guys, there's Pratt Street down the road. That's, you know, coming and just expanding and new places are going in. And Hartford's making a comeback. So this is like a nice little jewel to end the year and to kind of push the downtown community into next year with the development and life coming back into the city.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's First Night was started as sort of a coalition of downtown businesses getting together and wanting to see something happen sort of citywide to celebrate the new year and kick it off. And we became an independent nonprofit, so it's not sort of attached in that way. But I think at our core is that we're trying to be an organization that's supportive of businesses and institutions downtown and throughout the city to create something robust and fun for all and get city residents out, get folks from surrounding towns out. And we also are usually playing host to lots of friends and family from out of town during the holidays, during the new year. So we have an audience from near and wide. So it's a good chance to sort of show off our city to friends, family, visitors, and the like. So we're really excited to be back again for number 35 this year.
So I don't know, just throw this on you. One thing a lot of people complain about, and you know, the parking in downtown Hartford, if people are coming in, are any of the garages doing anything special with you guys? Good places to park, not so good places to park?
Yeah, we recommend the Spruce Street lot. It's a pro park lot on Spruce Street, which is the lot across from the buses on the bus station. So you get off right at the Asylum Street exit on 84, if you're going westbound, and you can park there. We're able to validate the lot for $5. There's tons of parking downtown. The trains are running late. The buses are running a little bit late. And so we hope parking won't let anyone down. Our number one advice to anyone coming out of town is to practice your parallel parking and take advantage of free parking. But, you know, you can't always teach an old dog new tricks. But there's plenty of parking in Hartford despite the reputation.
Yeah, so
I haven't parked in a lot myself in Hartford for, I don't know, at least a decade, and I work and live downtown every day.
And the one thing that bums me, when we were out for our holiday store over on Pratt Street, we parked over in the Hartford Stage Garage, and I'm going to just go on my soapbox for a half 30 seconds here. Parking spots need to get a little bit bigger to conform to full-size trucks. Full-size trucks and parking garages were not the enemy, people. If my bumper's sticking out, it's because the spots are too darn small. So that's just my soapbox, Jeff.
Hey, fair enough. I can't speak to the specifics of that lot or your truck, but I'm sure we can find a good home for you anywhere around downtown.
So let's just circle back real quick, because the buttons, I know, are a big thing. If people do want to come down tonight, are you guys selling them there? Do people have to go online? Like, give us the logistics of how to get a button tonight.
Yeah, firstnighthartford.org is your hub for all your information. Buttons will still be available online throughout the night, and you can buy your buttons live in almost any venue, and we'll also have the ability to purchase buttons, like I said, online, but and also at sort of our headquarters, which is at Union Station.
Well,
so there in the Great Hall is the place to go if you're looking to get your day started.
Excellent. Well, Jeff, thank you for joining me again. Jeff Devereaux, Event Director, FirstNightHartford.org. Get out there. Let's kick 2023 out the back door. Usher 2024 in with some fireworks, two shows, great downtown events. Get some food, get in some sights, watch some fireworks. And, you know, if it's not raining, we're going to take that as a win right now, Jeff.
Yeah, it'll be a cool night, I think, but it'll feel like the season, and
that's it.
Excited to have everyone outside.
It's going to feel like it's supposed to. New England at the New Year mark. Well, Jeff, thank you for joining me, because it's things like First Night and all those other events going on that make Connecticut a great state, right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.